What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thinking about being out here at Giants camp, and we always get kind of caught up in the euphoria of it and the hopes and the dreams and beliefs. Well, I do. I actually do. But there is one legitimate thing that is truly different about this football team, and it goes from talking to coaches, guys behind the scenes here, and that is that there is legitimately everybody knows what the reality is, and I think Brian knows what the reality is, but they have some really good players.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and if you, when you, especially on defense, I think that there's some real firepower on defense, and that if this team is going to win and going to win like 7 or 8 games, it's going to be because they have a top 10 defense.
I would tell you, like, whether it be Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Bobby Okereke,
Javon Holland.
I'll put Javon Holland on the list
who
now.
Who joins us in 10 minutes.
Right. We'll put him on the list now, but you got Malik Nabers. I mean, you got Andrew Thomas. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have enough really top-end talent at important positions that, you know, this team should not go 3-13-1. You know what I mean? I mean, this team should be much more competitive. And if Brian Daboll feels like, you know, this is it, like, you know, John Mara's got to see some growth, then the team has got, he's got to place the pressure on the team on day one, which I think he has done. So I can understand why there is a genuine optimism around the team, because this, I feel like finally they have Joe Shane's team here.
Yes, for sure. And there's been some great draft picks by this regime, and there's been some bad ones, much like most of the organizations in the NFL. But I think that there's two ways that the Daboll and Shane era continues here. The first is that Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, most likely Russell Wilson, who starts the entire year, gets them to a point where at the end of the season, they're right there trying to grab a wild card. You know, division, great, but it's going to be tough. You got the best team in the NFL.
It all depends on injuries, too, you know.
Of course, but that's one way. You know, you're competing for a wild card all the way up to the end of the season. You know, you've won some games. You look different. You're a team that's actually taken seriously. That's plan A. The other plan would be that you're a competitive team, but things aren't working out. You're out of it, and then Jackson Dart comes in late in the season and looks like he's got a real future. And then you're like, well, we can't pull the plug on what's going on here with Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart. We got to keep this thing going, and Jackson Dart will start next year, and we'll see how it goes. So those are the two ways that it happens.
And I do think that there is, as some people would say, and I guess it's the best way to describe it, that the quarterback room, while not, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, not the, you know, Baltimore Ravens, not the Buffalo Bills, it's different. It's different personalities. There is presence there now. Like, there's a real presence of players that are sitting in that room and coming out here and leading the team. And you say whatever you want about Russell Wilson being, you know, guarded, being, you know, not overly excitable. The fact of the matter is he's a 10-time Pro Bowler. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He led the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs last year. And you could rip apart whatever you want to rip apart. But the fact of the matter, he's been uber successful. And really, of his generation, one of the more successful quarterbacks in terms of success and winning games.
Yeah, I mean, and he certainly had a rough situation in Denver, and he got off to a...
And part of that was his own fault, by the way.
Of course, and he got off to a great start in Pittsburgh, and it sort of faded there. But he's been in these situations before, and I think that, you know, for him to come here at this point and to be a stabilizing factor is a great situation for him. And the Giants are just going to be very difficult because, you know, I don't love the Cowboys and where they're at, but they're still a team that could be very good. You've got quite possibly, you know, CBS Sports ranked the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles as the best team since 2000. You know, and they've lost some guys, but they always regenerate, like you're cutting an arm off of a starfish. They always figure it out there with Howie Roseman. You got a team that was in a NFC Championship game, for God's sakes, in the Commanders. So, I mean, you got two teams that were in the NFC Championship game in your division.
A lot can change in a year, though, I'm telling you. A lot can change in a week in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's a reoccurring theme for me. It's like, what is that team like when you are getting ready to play them? And, you know, certainly opening night against Washington, is Terry McLaurin going to be on the field?
Yes, he will be.
And where's his head going to be at?
Yeah, I mean,
is he going to get a new contract, and is everything going to be okay, and is he going to be happy with it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, so every team deals with their own sets of issues, and, you know, and quite frankly, you got a year of tape on Jaden Daniels. It's probably one of the reasons why Abdul Carter is here.
No, for sure.
That's when I asked Brian. I said, you know, he doesn't want to compare him to Micah Parsons, but everybody's going to because they went to the same school, and he's the same kind of athlete.
Yeah, and I think that if he turns out to be the explosive player that he is supposed to be, coupled with what we saw from Malik Nabers last year, I mean, that right there is a great foundation of young, excitable talents that are going to breathe life into this fan base that's just been completely dead for years now. So, I mean, and they've had...
they've been dead for 3 years. I mean, like, let's face it. I mean, like,
even prior to that, man. I mean, think of it. You could go back, Pat Shurmur and freaking Joe Judge and Ben Mack. It's been a long time. Like, I understand they had the one playoff year, but really what that did was set them back more than it did propel them forward.
Well, as we sit here today, we can look back on that and say that exact thing, because that is factual. But they also got decimated with injuries. And when you lose your quarterback... You know, 3 games into the season, 4 games, you know, all of a sudden, you just don't have the backups that are going to be able to, unless you have an Andy Dalton or somebody like that, that is an insurance policy for 3 weeks and hopefully could lead your team to a 2-1 record while the starters, you know, undergoing treatments and trying to get back on the field. The Giants never had that.
No.
They have it now, to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. You know, I think that when you look at the NFC as
yes.
compared to the AFC,
okay,
I can make a better case of a team sneaking into the playoffs with a wild card in the NFC.
I think you're going to get three. You remember how you were talking about three out of the AFC West for
yes.
the playoffs this year?
Yeah.
I think you might get three out of the NFC North.
Okay.
Detroit,
Lions,
Green Bay, and Minnesota.
Well, what about Chicago?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. Those four teams, those are four really good teams. I assuming Caleb Williams is going to be able to understand what Ben Johnson is doing, and Ben Johnson handles him well. And, man, they've built a team around him. He's got playmakers around him. They spent money on the offensive line. I mean, it's all on him now, understanding Ben Johnson's offense and not throwing the killer interceptions.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.